Please. Isn't love that. Mm-hmm. Music by Alexander Borodin, In the Steppes of Central Asia. That played for us by the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. That's our big piece of the morning. Brings us to 9:31 this Friday. It's minus 9, minus 13 with the wind chill. But fear not, it's going to warm up this weekend. Today's high, minus 1 under mainly sunny skies. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
To celebrate International Women's Day, the Orpheus Choir, in partnership with Diaspora Dialogues, is presenting Raising Her Voice. That's happening tonight at Grace Church on the Hill, and composers Katarina Gimmon and Tawny Olson join us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, I think first thing, tell us the process, how you've gotten to this point, how it came about. Tawny, do you want to do that?
Sure. I was approached last spring by the Orpheus Chamber Choir, and they mentioned that they had this collaboration they wanted to do with Diaspora Dialogues poets. Mm. And they sent all of us composers, in addition to Kat and me, Christine Donkin and Anika France Forger were also commissioned. And they just sent us a giant file of a whole bunch of poems from many, many poets. And we were each allowed to select the poem we wanted to set, with the one condition that no two composers could set the same poet.
I was going to say, did any of the four of you actually pick the same poem and went, oh, man.
We cannot reveal that.
All right, fair enough.
We're all very happy with the poems that we ended up setting. Mm-hmm.
Now, Robert Cooper is the artistic director of the Orpheus Choir. Was this his gemstone?
I believe so, yeah. Mm,
what a great idea. Kudos to him for doing that. Mm-hmm. The role of the Diaspora Dialogues, are they solely exactly what they say, dialogue? Are they writers? Is that the idea?
They are a collection of Canadian poets, and I don't know a lot about the organization, but I believe they are largely recent arrivals, immigrants to Canada, or their families are recently arrived in Canada.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that's part of their mandate, but don't. I might be wrong.
Were there any limits set on either of you musically? Could you take any form as long as it was a choral piece that adopted?
Kat, why don't you answer?
Yeah, well, one of the nice things about this actually is they gave us so much freedom with this. I think aside from saying they wanted it to between 3 and 5 minutes,
which I think
I'm a little over.
I won't tell anybody.
Aside from that, they were actually quite free, and so that allowed me to take some pretty amazing risks in this setting. I mean, in addition to sort of being able to write this composition, there was also mentorship as part of this. So I'm one of the emerging composers, and I mentored with Tawny, who you've already heard speak. So I took this as an opportunity to take up a challenge and write something a little new. So the poem that I chose is actually a spatial poem. So the text, in addition, is sort of spaced out across the page, and I tried to figure out how one might set that musically. So I got to do some interesting things texturally and whatnot, and Rob Cooper was absolutely amazing, and he gave me some great feedback, and Tawny as well, after our workshop sessions. But yeah, I had free rein. It was fantastic.
That's great.
Tawny, I'm going to try and be delicate about this, but it usually ends up not being. Way back in the 70s, 80s, when I was singing contemporary music, I have to ask, you know, it was almost like mathematical equations. There was no emotional... And nothing emotional to work with. It was more about getting something like atonal out. Can you tell me how music has evolved since then, please?
Well, I think there's more openness in the new music community now to all kinds of approaches. Mm-hmm. We're in a wonderful postmodern era now where there are people who write really complex textural music that has more dissonance, that explores extended techniques. There are also people who write really triadic, neo-romantic music, minimalist music, everything in between. Mm-hmm. So, and I think in the world of choral music, because singers really obviously have to internalize and hear the pitches that they're singing, there is more music that is being written that is not atonal, simply out of respect for the human voice and the practicalities of writing for the human voice, which, and I do think that Bob Cooper selected the four of us composers based on the fact that we all have written choral music, and I know that Kat and I both also sing in choirs. I'm not sure about the other two composers, but we're all very careful when we write for the voice to try to write something that is idiomatic, and And I think we have a singer's eye view to what really feels good to sing.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, it's not just about our egos. It's also about the singers and the audience and trying to make a real connection there.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's about making a connection. And if you don't have something that inspires you and you want to feel and tell the story, how can you reach people? What's it about then?
Yeah, and I think from what I've heard, the feedback from the singers in the choir are they really do appreciate the emotional character of the pieces and the poems as well.
Well, speaking of making a connection, I want to get back to this mentorship thing. What was that like being a mentor?
Well, you know, Kat is a
taking really, Kat under your wing.
Kat is a really accomplished composer already. And so when they approached and said, you want to mentor her, I was like, are you sure she needs any mentoring? Because she's doing a lot of really amazing work and her career is really taking off. So I feel like we just had a lot of really wonderful conversations. And I hope that occasionally I was able to say something helpful.
No, honestly, I was so glad that you're here throughout this process, sort of getting to help me tackle a lot of these challenges and not only the music, but to talk about things like moving my career forward and whatnot. Those were some of the most helpful conversations we had, because that is something that when you come out of school and there's not, it's just sort of you're thrown into the real world.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, and you don't have a lot of preparation for how do you start connecting to getting commissions and moving on to the next step. So Tawny helped me a lot with that, and I can already feel the effects of that in the year that we've been sort of mentoring together. So.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is Robert Cooper's hope for all of this? Tawny, do you want to answer that?
Well, I think he's hoping that these works are going to find their way into the choral repertoire and that the other choirs are going to pick them up and start to perform them. The choral, I feel like there are more really accomplished and established women composers in choral music than maybe some other genres. But women composers are still a minority.
Yes.
In Canada, we're about a quarter of working composers are women. And I think we'd all like to see that sort of become more balanced for better.
and to also have a say in the direction of music, which is refreshing.
I think so, too.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there we go.
I want to thank you both for coming in today. It's such a great idea, and especially for on this day to celebrate International Women's Day. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Katarina Gimmon and Tawny Olson about the celebration of International Women's Day with the Orpheus Choir in partnership with the Diaspora Dialogues. It's taking place tonight at 7:30 at Grace Church on the Hill. For tickets, go to info@orpheuschoirtoronto.com or call 416-530-4428. Thanks.